In my opinion, I think they're justified for the most part.
Do you think that prisoners were justified?
No, the prisoners weren't justified. The people that were torturing them, not torturing them, but trying to get information were justified for sure.
Actually, I think it's disgraceful. A lot of the people that are there serving our country are doing it for good reasons and for what they believe in. And for a few people to make the whole country look bad, it's just a disgrace. My name's Marcy.
And where are you from?
McKees Rocks.
What do you think that people in the United States should be doing to hold their government accountable? Do you think that there is a reaction that the administration should be making that they aren't right now?
I think that the government will take appropriate actions, and you know, and I just, like I said, I don't know, I disagree with what they did, but I don't know, I couldn't really say that because I might have done the same thing. But you know, because it's a war over there, you know. Well, it happens in our prisons every day, you know, like people, you know, I've known people that have gone to prison and stuff, and it happens there, and, you know, people get beat up and, you know, abused in prisons here anyways. I mean, it's just covered up more, I think, you know, over there it's just so publicized, you know, that if something happens, you know, everybody's going to know about it. There's so much media involved, you know, that it's going to get brought out. I don't think it could happen, like, to that extent, though. Terrence Roll, originally from Arizona. I live in McKees Rocks.
Somebody has to do something about it. We can't just let these people come over here and blow up a building or another building, or even the whole sniper situation that went on last year. And I just don't think it's right for anybody to have an opinion on it until they actually go over there and experience what those people are going through over there beforehand. And that's all I really have to say.
And what's your name?
Where are you? I'm Mike Dawn. I'm originally from Pittsburgh. I live in Oakmont, Pennsylvania now.
What I think about the prison scandal is that I think it's a disgrace, but I think they were told by higher-ups exactly what to do. And they, being in the Army, of course, you have to do what you're told in order to not have any comeback on you. So
you think the responsibility really lies with the higher-ups in the American government?
Definitely. Definitely. And I think it's been going on for a long time. It's just that it's just recently come out, so I don't think it's anything new. It's just that the public is just finding out about it.
Do you think that the same thing could happen in the United States?
Oh, definitely. It's been going on for years. It might not be a government thing in the prisons in the United States, but it's definitely, it most likely happens right down here at Allegheny County Jail. It's just more of a political thing now than government, so.
What responsibility do you think the administration should take right now?
I think some of them should lose their positions, definitely. As far as what is going to happen, I don't know. But I definitely think that they should lose their positions in the government. But I know it's not going to happen. My name is Dawn, and I'm from Clareton.
It would depend. I mean, if I felt that it saved soldiers' lives, then I would say yes. I would say yes. I mean, what happened over there was bad, but it comes down to saving my cousin's life, who's over there right now. And if they're trying to get information out of these people, then I can't disagree with that. I don't want to say my name.